Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here are the headlines. Mercury in shots may contribute to autism. New York Times, federal panel hears testimony on vaccinations and autism. Scientists suggest mercury autism link recommend action. That's out of the Scripps Howard News Service. We've had Dr. Geyer, who's worked with Congressman Burton's committee, got into the CDC, their own internal numbers, which they've now made secret, but he got them out, show that massive increases of autism caused by the mercury alone, which gets to be hundreds of times higher than safe levels when you take the shots. The new research by Dr. Mark Geyer, physician with a Ph.D. in genetics, and David Geyer, his son, a graduate student at the National Institutes of Health, who are both consultants in genetics based in Bethesda, Maryland, have been published in the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons. And we've got we've had Dr. Geyer on. We have his son, who's a graduate student, really a doctor, coming on because he was at the big symposium with all these top scientists and doctors. He's coming up. We'll also get to your calls. I've got Bill O'Reilly turning on Bush. Again, they can hang Bush out dry, but the New World Order still has Iraq, still has its police state. The Democrats will continue it. That's been my point all along. All these neocons supporting the Patriot Act, wait till the Democrats are in office. So we'll get to that as well, and more on Bush's medical records, and I keep saying medical records, military records, and the lies that are coming out there, and a lot more. So let's go ahead and go to Frank in Germany. And Frank was talking about how a bunch of Israeli spies got arrested in the U.S. before 9/11 and after 9/11. And the government said, oh, look, they had prior knowledge. My point has been, yeah, that means our government had prior knowledge, too. But you wanted to bring up something new. Go ahead, Frank.
Well, there's a story from the February the 7th, and it seems that some of these spies or people with the same names that were in the DA report, they have turned up in Texas. And they are working at Retalix USA in Plano. And the Cryptome, they have a page online with the names and pictures and everything and the satellite footage of Retalix, of these people.
Yeah, I've seen the article. I meant to cover that on Monday, and I've dropped the ball. I mean, I haven't even covered our government helping arm Pakistan and Bush trying to block the investigation of that. Go ahead, Frank.
So it seems like that someone working at Retalix was writing to Cryptome, that he read the DA report, and he wrote to Cryptome that he's seen all these people every day, and then he wrote a couple of emails more, and after that, it stated here in Cryptome Oak that the writer of the emails was grilled, threatened, and fired by Retalix. So, and Retalix is a company that is they're doing products for retail market or supermarket large chains. So it seems like maybe they are also in the RFID business or something like this.
Well, I will. Thanks for reminding me of that. There's been so many giant developments, and thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate the call from. How long have you been listening in Germany?
Couple of months.
Did you hear the Von Bülow interview?
Yes. I have to tell you that, of course, in Germany they tried to point him out as a kook. Of course, but the people that know him, that know, for example, his first book, that goes into all kinds of developments, international drug trade, etc. Everyone that's reading it, it's very, very detailed. He has hundreds of sources in it, and he's not a kook. He knows what he's writing. And
well, he was your technology minister and a defense minister.
He was meant to be. He was the crown prince of the Social Democratic Party, and then he started to question, and then they claimed he's a kook.
Absolutely. Defectors to freedom, more and more every day. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Mercury replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Mercury filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Mercury filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Mercury filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Mercury replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. Now 8 minutes and 10 seconds into the third hour of global transmission as we blast out on the AM and FM dial from Los Angeles, California to Rhode Island there in Providence, simulcasting on global shortwave and, of course, on the Internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I know we've got Glenn and Ron and many others that are holding, and I'm going to get to you, and yes, a ton of other news, as the neocons begin to turn on their Lord Bush. And I predicted this. It's not hard to do. Again, Bush is a puppet. Clinton's a puppet. The last year of Clinton being in office, I didn't even talk about Bill Clinton. Of course I don't like Pumpkinhead. Of course I know he's un-American. Of course I can't stand him. But he's a puppet. You got to focus on the system. Instead of putting all your energy into fighting, you know, for, oh, I'm for Bush, I'm for Kerry, when they're related to each other, members of the same secret society. Now, folks, since I got on the air 9 years ago, I've been reading the documents, having doctors on the air, the mercury, hundreds of times safe levels in your babies after they get a couple rounds of shots, and the admitted, in the medical policy books, symptom indexes, they admit that mercury poisoning causes brain damage. I mean, this is what it does. And they put it in the vaccines. And there's a lot of other problems with the vaccines. But focusing on the mercury, they've had a major symposium in D.C., and we've had him several times on the show in the past, Dr. Mark Geyer, a physician with a Ph.D. in genetics, worked for the federal government, has his own big practice. He worked for Congressman Dan Burton to get into the CDC, got their own documents, which they've since classified. which showed even worse numbers than what Dr. Geyer had come up with in his study. And his son, David Geyer, a graduate student from the National Institutes of Health, who are both consultants in genetics based in Bethesda, Maryland, has been published in the Journal of American Physics and Physicians and Surgeons. And here are the headlines. Federal panel hears testimony on vaccinations and autism. Scientists suggest mercury autism link recommend action. A link? I mean, there have been studies for decades on this. It's common sense. And Mr. Geyer, I really appreciate you coming on the show, sir.
For having me.
And I would guess that you're now a graduate student about to become a doctor?
That's right. I'm studying at George Washington University in biochemistry.
And we've had your father on, who's preeminent in his field several times. You were at the big symposium. What was it, yesterday?
Yes. It was actually on Monday.
Okay, Monday.
Monday.
Go over it. I mean, was brought forward?
Well, what this was a meeting of the National Academy of Sciences Institute of Medicine. They have a specific advisory body that's been assembled to examine the issue of whether there's a relationship between vaccines and autism. And what transacted was that they invited experts from all over the world to come and present basically their research results. And I was among the people that presented there. And basically, there are two sides diabolically opposed here. You have people from the CDC and connected with the CDC who, despite their initial studies that show an overwhelming effect from thimerosal on neurodevelopmental disorders, now have come out in public and decided that they don't want to disclose those results, and so they've been presenting evidence that the mercury in the vaccines is safe. And there's another group of which I'm a part that has shown extensively, from examining epidemiological studies to actual clinical studies, molecular studies, all showing that the mercury in the vaccines appears to be causing these neurodevelopmental disorders.
Well, it's not just your studies, your father's studies. Your father, who Dan Burton's strong-armed CDC to letting him in, their own numbers were, again, according to your father, worse. Those are now being published, worse than what he'd come up with, because he had more info inside their system. And then now they're, again, clamped down on that information. The British just came out with a bunch of big studies. I mean, but look, I mean, I know the symptoms. I know the effects. I mean, mercury poisoning causes brain damage. I mean, this isn't rocket science, is it?
It is. It's clearly not rocket science. If you search in the scientific literature, there are over 5,000 articles on the dangers and toxicity of thimerosal. It's only in the last couple of years, when the CDC has really been put under the gun about this issue, that they don't want to tell the public what exactly has happened, this terrible, awful thing.
Now, a child who's had the shots with thimerosal, which most of them have, is 26 times, according to the new study, likely to get autism. There's all these other brain disorders, too, that are obviously caused by it from the studies. We've gone from, what, 1 in 25,000 20-something years ago having it to 1 in 169, according to your father's numbers. How did they respond to this commission?
The Institute of Medicine?
Yes, sir.
The Institute of Medicine, basically, well, they haven't issued a response. They were listening to all the evidence. It should be noted that this commission was called together by the CDC, is funded by the CDC to listen to this issue. I think that the CDC probably had the plan of calling this because they believed, when they called for this several months, about 4 or 5 months ago, when they called it then, they thought they were going to basically end this issue, resolve it once and for all, because they knew they had several studies that were coming out. It didn't show the effect, and they figured the other side would not have any evidence or any support for what it
is. Now, let's make
saying.
It clear. The CDC is a revolving door with Big Pharma, and it's like the Pentagon. Their Dr. Rookie, the top Pentagon scientist, is sent in 91 to, quote, disprove that depleted uranium is bad for you. He comes back and says it's deadly, it's a disaster. They kick him off. Now he goes back and shows it, and they say, well, depleted uranium isn't bad for you, but everybody knows it's bad for you.
Yeah. Well, the CDC has, not only is it potentially a revolving door, and that's what Dan Burton has said, but also the CDC accepts funds and is currently collaborating with the vaccine manufacturers.
Public-private partnership, and Bush's $6 billion in funding for the new BioShield to build 36 level 4 bioweapons labs is going to make a bunch of new vaccines and try to make us take them. Have you heard about that?
No, I hadn't heard about that.
Well, that's part of this public-private partnership that's going on here.
Well, there are very simple things people can, the general public can actually investigate the kinds of things that we're talking about. The CDC has its own foundation, supposedly a nonprofit, you know, private company that funds, you know, individual research activities at the CDC. You go on their website, you can see people like Eli Lilly and Merck Vaccines and Wyeth Vaccine Division funnel money into the CDC through this foundation.
So this is the Fox telling you that he's hired these new guards, and never mind the fact that they're weasels and that they're going to be guarding things for you.
Yeah, I guess.
your hens will be well taken care of. Well, you know, I mean, I'm joking, but this is deadly serious.
Yeah.
You guys have seen the effects of this. So what are they doing when all these other studies from reputable organizations and medical facilities are coming out, but then the government says, well, we've got our studies, it's good for you?
Well, they, in their private secret meetings, basically have, you know, they concluded in those things, and we've obtained them under the Freedom of Information Act. They've adopted a policy that it doesn't, you know, at all costs, they have to discredit and to, I guess, inundate the media with the idea that there's no link between the thimerosal and the neurodevelopmental disorder. I mean, we've seen them discuss that in these secret meetings, and that's exactly the actions they're taking now.
Yeah, your father, Dr. Geyer, I mean, spelled it out, that they go, well, the end justifies the means, and if this comes out, it'll discredit vaccines, and vaccines save so many people, so let's just cover it up. And then that sets the precedent to let the vaccine makers just continue, I guess, getting even worse in the future, and instead of just fixing a problem.
Yeah, that's the exact problem here. And unfortunately, even more, you know, all remedies for these parents are being cut off. You know, you have parents out there, and it's not one or two that have autistic children. We're talking about hundreds of thousands to millions of children that are affected. And they're being stifled in all directions. You know, some of them want to try to attempt to get civil, launch civil lawsuits against the people responsible for this. And people like Bill Frist, unfortunately, in the Senate, you know, has put riders on the Homeland Security bill saying specifically you cannot sue Eli Lilly. He tried to do that.
Well, it passed and then got repealed.
Yeah, and he continues to try to put that on subsequent bills. And then they turn around and in the media, people keep publishing that, you know, autism is just a different form of maleness. Sir Isaac Newton was autistic. Einstein was autistic. Even Bill Gates is autistic. I mean, none of those people had autism. And they, you know, they insult the parents that way. And then they go off and do these scientific studies where...
Well, the point is, 30 years ago, nobody even knew what autism was. It was one out of, you know, a million. Now it's, we're talking about, what, one out of just a couple hundred now. Give us those numbers again.
The rise in autism seen it in the seven. Well, first of all, autism was first described in 1943. And interestingly enough, it was described among children born in the 1930s. And what's significant about that is thimerosal was first introduced into vaccines in the 1930s. By the mid-1970s, it was up to about 1 in 20,000 was diagnosed with autism. What, 1980s, 1 in 2,500. By the 1990s, 1 in 250. The most recent estimate suggests 1 in 150 children has autism.
But soon we'll just all have it, and the ruling elite, they'll keep their brains, and we'll be more manageable, I guess.
And, of course, it's much worse than just autism there. It's a neurodevelopmental disorder epidemic. Presently, 1 in 8 children are in special education classes. And the more recent estimates that are going to come out suggest it may go to as high as 1 in 6.
Hey, I think I heard of this. Brave New World, where they... Oh, it wouldn't be on purpose. No. No. And UNESCO may have called for that. Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, may have called for that. And Huxley said his book was what he thought reality would be, but let's just ignore that. Please stay with us, Mr. Geyer.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over a moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Let's face facts, shall we? The only place that bald is beautiful is on cue balls and eagles. Yet millions continue to suffer through hair loss needlessly. Now some good news. Nissim International has developed the new Hair Biofactor Stimulating System, a product line of ultra-deep cleansing shampoos and hair-stimulating extracts designed to maximize the natural growth cycle of your hair. Nissim New Hair Biofactor Shampoos are the only shampoos guaranteed to reduce and control excessive hair loss within 1 week. Nissim Stimulating Extract has been clinically proven to re-stimulate hair growth with a success rate of over 85%. The Nissim system has been clinically proven, and it's guaranteed to control hair loss within 1 week or your money back. Call Nissim International today and mention this radio ad to receive a free travel-size shampoo. Dial toll-free 1-800-65-NISIM. That's 1-800-656-4746 or visit www.nissim.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Harassing to the lies and disinformation. We've had Dr. Mark Geyer, who has worked with Congressman Burton on the show several times. We have his son, a graduate student, the National Institutes of Health. And he was at the big symposium on Monday going over this evidence. How do we force their hand, or is that already happening? Is the carnage of these millions of children with brain disorders that didn't even exist just a few decades ago, I mean, is the carnage so great they can't hide it anymore, Mr. Geyer?
Yeah, I think it's there's so many people that, I mean, they can try to discredit this, and they can try to push it under the rug, but It just won't go under the rug. It keeps resurfacing every time you turn around. So,
were they angry at you guys, or I mean, what was the atmosphere like here at this meeting?
It was absolutely charged. Both sides, like I said, were there. it's you know, it's as vicious as it could possibly be at this point. I mean, they've had people fired, people, you know, the research funds cut off. They're doing everything that they can do to try to push this under the rug.
Well, it doesn't look to me like it's working.
No, because there's so much here. As I said, it's not just myself and my father. It's hundreds, thousands of people over many decades who have recognized this problem and have tried to work to end it. And this last-ditch effort, basically, by the CDC to try to make it disappear, it won't work.
Well, it looks to me like it blew up in their face.
Well, I don't...
What I'm saying
I'm not
is...
Sure.
Is
it, oh, sorry.
No, I mean, it's created a massive amount of news reporting, and then they're having to bring out the numbers and statistics in the articles. What I'm saying as a newsman is that this looks like it had the opposite effect they wanted.
Well, I think that's probably a generally true statement, that probably the best thing for them to do would be to simply do nothing, which is they're trying to make it go away, and in trying to make it go away, it probably makes it worse for them. I agree.
How do they live with themselves? I mean, do you ever talk to these people and ask them at Big Pharma and the CDC, how do you do this to so many children and then still sleep at night?
Well, the CDC, they forever justify whatever they do. They could kill everybody in the United States. They justify it by saying that, well, the vaccines prevent the infectious disease, and we're working to prevent infectious disease. And as long as that happens, we're a success. They don't seem to be weighing that you can prevent all infectious disease, and if we all die, it didn't work. There has to be some balancing. There has to be some understanding. When you do one thing, there can be something else that happens.
Well, Mr. Geyer, and I mean, they're coming out now with all these new vaccines they want to force us all on. And now they're talking about engineering vaccines into the food. Have you heard about that?
Yeah. The plan is to come out with a new whole host of vaccines to cure virtually every ailment that humans have. And it's becoming increasingly, you know, they keep trying to bend and lax the rules to get these new vaccines in.
Well, they've got this new vaccine that makes you stop smoking, but it changes your brain chemistry. I mean, how nuts is that? Oh,
yeah.
Here we got a shot that's going to change your brain chemistry forever. Oh, we got a toothpaste that one use changes the bacteria flora in your mouth forever. I mean, they're going to engineer us. It's sick.
Well, especially when they're not doing adequate safety and, you know, efficacy testing, and they're not informing people of what it is that they're doing. They simply come up, you know, and say, here's a good thing, we want you to have this. They don't tell you risks, benefits. People really have a right to understand what it is that's going into their body.
Well, it's the same thing with depleted uranium or Ritalin or Prozac or sodium fluoride. I mean, folks, just you cannot trust what these people are doing. Well, I want to thank you, Mr. Geyer. I want to thank your father, Dr. Geyer, and I look forward to having you back on the show. Anything else you'd like to add?
Mostly the parents out there in the world need to keep their, you know, their heads up and pay attention to what's going on and to read everything that's being said with fine-tooth comb.
And by the way, the mercury's not out of the vaccines, is it?
That's right. It's been removed from some childhood vaccines, but not all. And parents, that's something else they can do, is to really look into what is in the vaccines they're injecting into themselves and their children.
And just what are some of the vaccines that still have it?
It's still in tetanus vaccine, TD vaccine, DT, meningococcal, the influenza vaccine that we all just took. It's in quite a number even beyond that, but that's a start at least.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on the show. God bless. All right, folks, we'll come back with your calls and more news. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Brr, record cold spells gripping the nation this winter. So much for global warming. Of course, hand in hand with record cold spells usually go record fuel bills for heating. But for thousands of people across the country, there's no record fuel bill. In fact, there's no bill at all. These people have discovered the magic of a warm workshop without the cost by burning waste oil with a waste oil heater kit from Harold Electric. We all enjoy having a comfortable shop in the winter months to work in. And a waste oil heater from Harold Electric can turn your waste oil from a liability into an incredibly efficient and economical way to heat your workshop. The waste oil heater burns clean. So clean, in fact, that there's absolutely no visible smoke while it's running. There's no expensive maintenance, and the waste oil heaters from Harold Electric are easy to operate. With heating costs skyrocketing in the past couple of years, adding a waste oil heater in your shop makes perfect sense. And with a waste oil heater kit you build yourself from Harold Electric, it's easy. To learn more, visit wasteoilheater.net. That's www.wasteoilheater.net or call 1-800-541-8910. Call Harold Electric today and work in comfort tomorrow.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've had a lot of requests to re-air the Skull and Bones clips of Bush on Meet the Press, February 8th, talking about how Skull and Bones is so secret he can't talk about it, and then his running mate. I mean, really, that's what John Kerry is, his running mate. In fact, I need to put that out on the web. That really, they're running mates. Either way, the secret society, Skull and Bones, the New World Order, wins. Either way, the same bloodline gets into power. And, again, they're just puppets, but the point is they even control that process, down to who gets to be the puppet. Then we'll go to Glenn and Ron and Carson and Fred and others. And then I have this news. Bush TV ally joins chorus of criticism. Up to 3,000 sex slaves in Israel survey. Jerusalem Post. Folks, 3,000 sex slaves in Israel? That's a classic tactic. You've got tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands. Yes, you heard me right. In Israel, and so, 3,000. So we'll get into that. High school hosting porn play, local residents protest. Microsoft flaws cause panic over hackers. Police say Matrix crime database needed. We'll also get into that as well. But here's Bush on Meet the Press this last Sunday with CFR member Tim Russert. Go ahead and hit it.
You were both in Skull and Bones, the secret society.
It's so secret we can't talk about it.
What does that mean for America? The conspiracy theorists are going to go wild.
I'm sure they are. I don't know. I haven't seen the website.
Number 322.
Could you lose? No, I'm not going to lose.
If you did, what would you do?
Well, I don't plan on losing. I've got a vision for what I want to do for the country. See, I know exactly where I want to lead.
That was chilling when he said that. I'm not going to lose. You see, I know I got a vision for the country. I know where I want to lead. Give me a break. And here's John Forbes Kerry a few months ago on Meet the Press saying almost the identical thing. It's so secret I can't talk about it. Oh, there's a lot of secrets. So here's that clip.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale. What does that tell us? Not much, because it's a secret. Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code? I wish there were something secret I could manifest. 322, secret number? There are all kinds of secrets, Tim, but one thing is not a secret. I disagree with this president's direction that he's taking the country. We can do a better job, and I intend to do it. And we'll be watching. Be safe on the campaign.
All right. We can do a better job. He's a cousin of Bush, same secret society, 2 years apart. Kerry says he knew Bush at Yale. Bush says he didn't. When all Skull and Bones members, all graduates, come back each year for the tapping of the 15 new people. And Bush says he doesn't know him. Another lie. Oh, no, Bush wouldn't lie to us about the weapons of mass destruction, about the assault weapons ban, about amnesty. This is not an amnesty. It's like Waco, where they're smashing the tanks into the walls and saying, this is not an assault. Running over their bodies, cutting their bodies in half. This is not an assault. This is not an amnesty. No, it's just the biggest amnesty ever. Let's go to Glenn in Colorado. Glenn, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, hi, Alex.
Hello, my friend.
I just finished reading Bloodlines of the Illuminati. Wow, what a book.
Well, and again, Fritz Springmeier wrote that, and I don't know if that book is entirely accurate. The parts of things that I have researched, I do know to be accurate. But it is an unbelievable book, is it not?
If 10% of it's true, then it's a heck of a deal.
I'd say about, again, I'm not saying 20% isn't true. I'm saying I can't confirm or I haven't researched certain areas of it. But everything in it that I know about, historically, really arcane stuff that most people wouldn't even know that I've researched, is accurate. So about 80% of it I know to be true. Can you imagine that? I mean, it's just incredible.
Well, it's incredible. And I've just also finished Order Out of Chaos. It's a tremendous book. I've had two copies. I've already loaned both of the copies out. And I tell you, people just got to get that book and hand it out to their friends. But what I called about, I saw a small article out of AP in the paper, and I just didn't quite understand it. Hundreds of protesters demanding restitution for Mexicans who worked in the United States during and after World War II.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. They want Social Security money.
Is that what it's about?
Well, yeah, and back pay and things. I mean, you know they've set up a Social Security office in Mexico City.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're now paying them. It's already started. It's the Pan-American Union. That, see, the Euro, the European Union, started as the economic community. They don't tell you we're getting rid of your sovereignty. They set it up, then they announce it. And they're merging the U.S. with Canada and Mexico right now.
Sounds like treason to me.
It is. I mean, the free trade area of the Americas. Sir, if you think NAFTA and GATT is bad, a lot of the estimates I've seen say it'll expand it by 10 times, some say more. But if you think NAFTA and GATT were bad, they will. This new free trade area of the Americas dwarfs that. Merges our police, our military, our intelligence, our laws, our highways. They're going to have super highways, and they built it into Mexico now, the I-35. They're going to have super highways from Chile to Alaska, paid for by U.S. taxpayers, to bring the entire third world population up here.
Yeah, we finance it all, and everybody else uses it. It's
like Khrushchev said, you will sell us the rope to hang you.
That's it. Well, everybody ought to get that Order Out of Chaos by the 100 books and just start passing them out like crazy.
Well,
hey, I'll run along here.
Hey, thank you. And you know, that's something I never talk about. I mean, it's really a shame because the films are great, the books are wonderful, And the average person will never see the videos, never read the books, though because of people making copies of the videos, we have reached a lot of people. With the books, though, we're looking for distributors. And, I mean, I will sell my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, and it's a pretty book. People will buy it. I'll sell it to you for $8 a piece if you buy, I think, 40 or more. I mean, they cost me $3 a piece to print, folks. By the time I have employees ship it out, and, you know, I don't really even make any money. But the point is, I just want to get it out to people. Paul Watson's book, we'll sell those to you for $9 a piece. You can sell them for $15, $19.95 at your bookstore, your church, wherever. We need distributors for the videos, the books, all of it. And if you want to be a distributor, just give us a call at 512-291-5750, 512-291-5750, and put the order in. If Shirley doesn't answer, she does a great job, but gets overwhelmed. If she doesn't answer, she'll call you back at 512-291-5750. And we've got tiered discounts. I mean, you get a discount when you get two of the books. You get a discount when you get 10 of the books. I mean, that's my goal, is just to get the info out. And if the grassroots out there decides that you want to be distributors of the videos of the books, we can move mountains. So 512-291-5750. And if you want to just buy some of the videos, you know, the films are $25.95. Order three or more, they drop down to $20. I mean, that's how the discounts work. The goal is to get more of these out. We're trying to encourage you to do that. I mean, I can't describe what's in these videos. It's just, they're all over 2 hours long. They're totally jam-packed. They scare people to death, which they should. I'm concerned. They wake people up. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And, you know, take our international shortwave outreach. That costs us about $8,000 a month, 6 hours a day. It's a great deal. Our AM and FM stations pick us up, and we just share the advertising with them. That's the network side. But I pay for the shortwave. And we had a shortfall last month of $5,000. I just wrote a check for it. You know what? I'll just do this till I'm homeless. But I'm not at that point. I don't care. I mean, the thrill of my life isn't going to watch a racehorse or going to a football game or going to a topless bar. The thrill of my life is waking people up. And let me tell you, I get that thrill every day. And because I hate evil. I have a disgust for it. And I know we can wake people up and warn the people and defeat the New World Order. But we do need your support. I mean, I'm a prideful person. I don't like... The show's gotten bigger than ever. I've had to buy more computer servers. I've had to hire more employees. The phones ring off the hooks. It's just, we need your support. It's just that simple. But that's secondary. Number one, these are great videos and books. So 1-888-253-3139. Well, let's take four or five more calls and get back into this plethora of news. Let's go to Ron in New York. Ron, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Alex, one of the more amazing things I saw was on Hannity and Combs this past Monday, February 9th. They were speaking to John Kerry's very good friend, former classmate at Yale, and former brother-in-law. And Combs did something like out of the blue from left field, and he asked him about Skull and Bones. He asked him if Kerry's a member. He said yes. You could see that this fellow, I forget his last name, David was his first name, was taken by surprise. He asked him, does it exist? He said it's a secret society at Yale which has hand-picked and exclusive members. The guy said it flat out on television.
Well, look, we've had members leak the info. It's admitted. We've got MSNBC articles, New York Observer articles. New York Observer... There's this high 25-foot wall in the back. The New York Observer reporter climbed up on top of a chimney at Scroll and Key next door, another satanic society, and videotaped them slitting women's throats, blood spraying, A guy comes out with horns, says, "I am Satan, join me in the tomb." I mean, we had the reporter on, the video was on national news, and, it's just a joke. But if my neighbor saw me slitting throats in blood spraying, wouldn't
there
be
an awful lot of investigation there?
Wouldn't there be an investigation?
A hell of a lot. Forget it. It would start from A, and it wouldn't end until it worked its way through Z.
But the same thing at Bohemian Grove. If Ron, if you opened up in northern New York a 2,700-acre forest retreat, and you were busting in male and female prostitutes, and there was drugs, which they admits at the Grove, don't you think the police would raid you?
Yeah, there would be a lot of consequences. I could tell you that, and it does seem strange. And another thing with
not at Skull and Bones, not at Bohemian Grove.
You know, another thing at Skull and Bones too, and this is probably the lesser of things that they do, but it just verifies something. These ghouls have the skulls of Pancho Villa, Geronimo, and the former president, Martin Van Buren. Now, in the case of Pancho Villa and Geronimo, the Mexican and, of course, the American Indian nations have actually formally made requests to get those skulls back.
Yeah, the chief has been there, and they gave him fake bones, and then, you know.
Yeah, and same with also Mexico, too. Villa's skull, they did, too, in the late 80s. So, you know, I mean, is the heads of the Indian nation, is the heads of the Mexican government, you know, they acknowledge this. They went through procedures to make a formal request. I mean, that's a ghoulish damn thing to do.
Well,
do you know something?
Do you know what psychopaths do? Well, we can't say on air what they admittedly do in those coffins.
Yeah, I've heard about that myself. Let's just say that to call it strange would be an understatement. That's correct, yeah.
Well, it's Christian.
Yeah,
Ron, you've got to learn that we're pro-gun, we're anti-open border, we're liberals. If you fornicate with a skull, it's a Christian thing to do.
That's a it's unbelievable, Alex. You just can't get more.
Well, you know, Ron, you called before, and you sent me a lot of good info. You're a retired police officer.
Yes.
And I've read a lot of crime books and watched a lot of the shows, but I haven't been there like you have, but I've talked to a lot of police. Almost every time they go to some weird murder scene, or every time, a psychopath, a killer, aren't they always into Satanism and skulls and the same stuff?
Well, I'll tell you something. I worked in two separate police departments in this state. I originally come from the northern tier of this state, and then I moved to the southern tier and worked in NYPD. I saw that a little here in NYPD. We used to have ghouls that used to dig up graves in cemeteries, provide the skulls to warlocks and witches in certain parts of this city. You might be familiar with Greenwich Village.
Yes.
And they used to engage. I remember because I had one of these guys under arrest one time in the hot seat, and he said they engage in some wild stuff. Now, in the northern tier of the state, when I was an officer there, that was even more prominent, only by virtue of the fact that because it's rural, it's a little easier to do it and get away with it. And that did occur. Yeah, there are lunatics like that. If people don't believe it. They're there, I know.
But to have both the presidential candidates into this.
That's unbelievable, isn't it? That is amazing beyond my wildest dreams. I mean,
Related. Reuters says third cousins. NPR says distant cousins. We don't know, but they're related.
Well, I don't know if they're blood related or not.
No, they are blood related.
That skull and bones relationship is as good as blood. They're bound to each other by sworn oath. And, they will basically work in tandem.
To help each other, to support each other. I mean,
right.
You talk about it. So Bush's running mate is really Kerry. Either way, they win.
That's right. Either way, they win.
I mean, that's a rigged game.
That's a rigged game. And everybody should have suspected when Kerry pulled out from out of absolutely nowhere out of that Democratic pack.
Oh, we have the articles. Diebold machines won for Kerry, and the other machines didn't.
Because Dean, as cuckoo as he may have been, I don't think he was in with them as deep or in with that whole structure as deep, so they couldn't have him. I mean, you know, let's face it, not that I'm a big Dean supporter, but when have you ever seen the corporate media turn on a person who was the head of the Democratic primary pack, the way they turned on the guy, and they're all happy now that Kerry's up front?
He's such a hero. Oh, he's so... And now Bill O'Reilly has cut Bush loose and said that he was lied to and apologized to his audience?
You know the old saying, Alex, right? They throw you away when you're no longer useful to your masters.
And then everybody thinks, oh, we cleaned things up. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Great points. Let's talk to Carson in Colorado. Carson, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Bless your heart. First of all, information overload. Just one another foot soldier in one of your information warriors. God bless you, sir, and I'm going to get right to the topic. I really wanted to talk to the guest, but that's okay. You are doing the work of the Creator, my friend. There is so much popping right now, I don't know where to start, but I guess your fine caller, Ron, I'll follow up on what he has said. There is a direct chain to all of these so-called secret societies. We won't go there. But the reality is that in this nation, we have been under siege since the 60s, for sure, out in plain view, a phrase that you and your callers know and your listeners know full well. Aleister Crowley, who was one of the more modern Satanists, started a whole lot of things in motion. And there's a church, you know, now, I had a Catholic sheriff in a rural county 300 miles south of Salt Lake. He and I were the only Gentiles in that entire county, who was forced to give up an investigation on a sacrificial animal and human.
Tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. Folks, I'm going to take a few final calls and a few final news stories. Finish up with what you were saying, Carson.
Alex.
Yes.
Language is so important. Your fine caller, young Mr. Greyer, it is the Center for Communicable Diseases. They try to baffle us with seizing the language. They have, as you well know, I'm not speaking to you, Alex. I'm speaking to us.
Well, it's like they call us human resources departments now.
Thank you.
Instead of personnel, or, you know, they're changing all the terms. Yes, Center for Disease Control. They control it.
communicable diseases, and the corporations are communicating diseases to this population in a multiple paradigm.
Hey, they've been caught. They know what it's doing. They don't care.
Small victory. Give me 20 seconds, Alex. Small victory. The Pentagon canceled its computer voting program last week with no publicity. You, many of the people who listen to you are also classically on the left or center or greens. They are listening to you now, sir.
Well, I know. If we're not hypocrites, we're able to deprogram the liberals.
Thank you.
And they put the sandals away and they go buy a gun.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Call back sometime. We'll talk more. Fred in Arizona. Fred, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex?
Yes.
Good to talk to you. I know we haven't got much time. I've been hearing something on shortwave for the last few weeks that has thrown me for a loop, and I'd like to get your take on it.
Okay, go ahead.
And that is that Kerry is not the real family name, that it's really Cohen. He's Jewish, and he's been faking the Catholicism all along. Have
well,
you heard that?
Kerry says that he has Jewish relatives, but, I mean, he's obviously he's a WASP. I mean, all these people, I mean, anybody from Europe is going to have, you know, different backgrounds. I mean, I've got American Indian in my background, a great-great-grandmother who was Comanche.
Right.
But, yeah, Kerry has said that he had, what was it, a great-grandfather who was Jewish, yes.
Really?
Yes.
But he's actually Catholic.
Well, I mean, these people are devil worshippers. They're part of a generational death cult, and that's admitted. So, again, whether it's an evil Jew or an evil German or an evil Chinese person, when you get to the top, they're into the occult. It's, you know.
Really? So one way or another, we're stuck for another 4 years?
It doesn't matter. The presidents aren't running anything. They're puppets. We got to fight the corrupt system.
Has that been true ever since November 63?
Yes.
That's what I've always
That's thought. When they took the federal elections over. We haven't had a presidential election since then. And, folks, if you don't believe that, fine. The facts are there. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Oh, man, I tell you. And Bill O'Reilly is now attacking Bush, saying he lied to him. Quote, I was wrong. I was not pleased about it all. And I think all Americans should be concerned about this. O'Reilly told viewers of ABC's television Good Morning America. Why are they having to do this? Because people aren't buying their frauds anymore. You know, Limbaugh has to say Bush is a liberal now, but what are you going to do, vote for Kerry? Up to 3,000 sex slaves in Israel survey, this is a Jerusalem Post, there are between 1,000 and 3,000, tried tens of thousands, of women in Israel who are subjected to sex slavery, and there is an intensive commerce in women in the country, say editors of the most recent survey conducted by the Knesset Center for Research and Information examining the public's attitude towards trafficking in women. Folks, when these women get a disease or pregnant, they blow their heads off. And Saudi Arabia is even worse. It goes on in this country, too. Nobody knows exactly how many there are, but I would add another zero to that number. The figure is probably more like 30,000, argues Annette Collins, founder of the Woman's Self-Help Group, Anuchu Shovat. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce it. Which means we are worthy, and one of the organizers of this week's International Conference on Sex Industry. It's children, too. And why aren't the SWAT teams busting in and getting these animals? Because it's the government. I'm telling you, folks, we're in a lot of trouble. Our founding fathers said, don't trust government, restrict its size. Then when a dictator gets in, they won't have the mechanisms to dominate your life. Now they've got those mechanisms. We better speak out, get involved, and expose this new world order. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, right here on your local station. Or on the internet at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. And look for a detailed analysis of Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, and Bush's military records at InfoWars.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.